Hey, this is John.
And this is Bailey.
From Balance and Composure, and you're listening to Sound Sessions.
Welcome to Sound Sessions. I am Mike, or Kevin.
And I'm Kevin, I mean Michael.
And we are here at Riot Fest in the press area, hanging out with John and Bailey of Balance and Composure. Hey guys, how you doing?
Doing great. How you doing?
We're good.
Well, thank you for taking the time to chat with us today. First thing first, I wanted to check and ask, when you guys are playing a festival like this, I know there's a lot of things going on, a lot of moving pieces. Do you have time to really like sit back and enjoy it at all?
No.
Not really.
Not at all.
It's all business from the second you load in. And
yeah, I mean, after we play, we're going to check out some bands, but...
Who's on your list that you want to check out?
GZA, Nas, who else?
Joey Badass plays tomorrow.
Okay. And you guys are sticking around tomorrow, too?
I'm not.
Yeah. No, we're not sticking around.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I guess you do. Okay, yeah.
When you guys come to Chicago, I mean, is there any, like... Chicago musts or like some things on your list that you got to come check out or go do or anything?
We like the Chicago Diner. We also like the Deep Dish Classic. I mean,
which one?
Boring Tourist.
You got a particular one?
Pequod's is good.
Oh, at least you got good taste with your Deep Dish.
You hit it.
We know what we're doing.
We're not posers. I like that.
How do you think the Philly scene musically might compare to the Chicago scene? Is it a healthy live scene in Philly?
I think it's super similar. It is.
Both scenes are popping off. Tons of bands and
a lot of
shows.
A lot of punk bands.
A lot of punk bands. A lot of shows going on all the time.
Yeah.
It's very similar, I think.
Okay.
So when you're going into Riot Fest, do you guys see this as like a good platform to put your music out? Do you ever change your set list or anything? And also, like, what kind of preparation goes into playing a big main stage set like this?
It's a good platform. It's just nerve wracking. We're nervous. Yeah. Or I don't know.
Yeah, it's like there's a lot of people that normally I think wouldn't come to like a headlining show.
Yeah.
And it's like your one chance to kind of win them over.
Like Eminem, Lose Yourself. You only get one shot. And like that's how we treat it.
So, in like this open area, you must see a lot of your fans and everything like that. Are you guys having some good fan experiences here in Chicago?
Usually, yeah. Whenever we play Chicago, they're always so good to us. So we're lucky. People like us here. We love the city. So
yeah, it's definitely circled on the calendar when we have a tour.
So what's going to be happening next for you guys? I mean, you guys are gaining so much steam that what does the next year look for you guys?
Just keeping our cool, basically. We got an album coming out October 7th called Light We Made. And we're going to tour like a week after that, North America, for 5 weeks with the band Foxing and Mercury Girls. It should be awesome. We got that going on, but trying to keep our cool.
Yeah. Train your balance and composure.
There you go, exactly.
You gotta live by it.
Nice and steady.
You mentioned nerves. Is that a thing that still happens for you?
Yeah. I'm gonna shit my pants. Yeah, I get really nervous.
Do you?
What about you, Bailey?
Yeah, sometimes.
Bailey's in a new state of mind where he doesn't get an F anymore.
Yeah, I just don't care anymore.
That's a good mindset, I guess, in some aspects, sure. I don't know, a lot of time we talk to these bands, and you kind of alluded to it earlier, when we talk to about like someone from a metal band, and we say, what do you listen to? And it's usually not metal, necessarily, or something like that. Do you find that like the music you listen to does influence the music you create, or is it kind of irrelevant?
It does. We're a rock band, but we listen to mainly hip-hop, and like James Blake, and like... We don't really listen to a lot of rock music. We listen to, like...
I can't think of one... Yeah, I don't listen to rock anymore. I do, but, like, it's... I don't know. It's not what gets me excited about music right now.
Yeah, we're very into hip-hop. And I think we use that attitude when we make music, too, now.
So, yeah, that's the connection there. It's, like, the kind of the... Because there is a sort of, like, a badass attitude with the hip-hop, and that's kind of what's translating there, I guess.
Yeah, just the way we approach songwriting, too. We just try to spit flames when we get in the booth and stuff.
Dropping man flames, I like it.
Douse it in fire.
What about Guilty Pleasure? Is there any like guilty, any Miley Cyrus on your playlists or anything?
Yeah, we got tons of Guilty Pleasures.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all suckers for a good pop song.
Yeah, I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan. Beyonce.
Production value alone, I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing, yeah.
Truly.
Yeah. Yeah, we listen to everything, really. We're all over the board, so.
Right on.
So what about, I lost my train of thought. You got to.
So what do you think about the state of music right now? Everything is so melding into each other, you know, as far as rock, pop goes, EDM and everything. Do you see a rock resurgence, or what's your prognosis on the state of music?
Rock music needs help. Honestly, rock radio is total crap.
Sucks. It's so fucking bad.
I can't. I mean, there's bands in our scene that are great, like Tiger Shaw and bands like that are doing it right. But when it comes to mainstream, there's really nothing that grabs my ear.
Like, it's honestly like R&B and hip hop radio stay progressive with like what's coming out,
yeah.
And they'll play like the stuff that's like hot right now, but. Rock radio is just like it's still like hits from the 90s and shit, like it doesn't change with, and I don't know if that's because there just aren't like as many rock bands now, or if rock radio is just like stuck in like a rut, but it definitely,
yeah, we're it's a lot of arena rock and like that and like 90s resurgence. We're just trying to do our own thing, trying to keep things fresh, and trying to save rock music single-handedly.
I can't even put my finger on that. That's, and it's so true. We just found our headline for the show. Nice. You know, that's so true, guys. I didn't really think about it, but you put it so eloquently. Like, you know, the fact that rock music really doesn't have a place in normal terrestrial radio anymore. I don't know why that they wouldn't, you know, progress and put some of the newer bands on. There may be like one station in your town that does that.
It doesn't make sense. It's like, it just makes everything so stale. And like, if you think about it, like, the radio plays, at least the hip-hop stations around us will play, like, up-and-coming artists all the time. Yeah. And, like, artists who, like, comparably to, like, the rap scene, like, how it is, are, like, as big as, like a Tidal Fight or, like, a Tiger Shaw. But it's just not the same in, like, the rock world.
Yeah. Rock radio doesn't really show love to new artists.
They really don't. It's
and I don't really listen to rock radio anymore.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't want to hear what's that Verve Pipe song "Freshman" anymore, or
right?
Yeah. Throw some. Yeah, we're over it.
You know, it's also like when I'd be listening to rock radio, it's always like the same Nine Inch Nails songs. Then we switch into Rage Against the Machine, and then we go into that
Nirvana.
We've all heard that. We know what that is. You know,
it's time to move on.
I can go to fucking Spotify and listen to like a 90s playlist and hear that, you know?
Yeah.
That's not how, like,
we want to change.
And that's why I think rock music is in such a rut, is because people are just used to listening to the same shit over and over, and they don't want to explore, and like, they're like used to just like being like, oh, what's it going to be today? Nirvana? Or I mean, just like from a radio standpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So let's talk about the new album, Light We Made. What kind of stands out? What's the new direction or anything? Or is there a new direction? Or is it just more of the same for you guys?
Well, we try to spit flames in the studio. We use electronics.
Oh, cool.
We have, like, electronic beats on there that he made. And we're just trying something different, trying to push the genre a little bit, try to gain some new fans and challenge our older fans.
Sure.
At the same time.
Yeah.
We just want to do what makes us happy, and hopefully people like it too. And if they don't, that's fine, but
yeah,
we're stoked.
Excellent, man.
Really can't wait. That's a few weeks away, yeah?
Yeah, October 7th. Don't forget it.
Excellent. I'd like to hear about maybe coming to your mind a best show that you've ever had, and then a worst show you guys have ever had.
That's interesting. I've never thought about that before.
Best show is today at Riot Fest. No. Best show we ever played.
Dude, I don't know. Maybe Gilman or like.
Oh, yeah. We played Gilman in Oakland.
Yeah, cool. Or
like,
I don't know. some shows at First Unitarian Church in Philly have been like really cool.
Yeah, worst show, Atlanta, Georgia, with Circus Survivor, played center stage. I fell into the drum kit, knocked over a cymbal stand.
Just lost your balance.
It was like a cartoon. It was like a cartoon. I swear. And I didn't look up at the crowd the rest of the show.
You gotta roll with it. You just gotta do it. Yeah.
Yeah. You fall, you gotta pick yourself back up.
For anyone listening, there's a video of that. If you, just YouTube Center Stage Atlanta, balancing composure, and you'll find John eating shit.
We'll have to attach that to the internet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
No, just don't do that.
What about advice for guys coming up in the scene these days? You know, you're talking about the rock scene, how it's in a rut. Any advice for these up-and-comers, how they can help change things?
Be yourselves. Don't try to be other bands. So many bands shock each other. Challenge yourself. Try to make something new and exciting. And have fun, most importantly.
Well, put Bailey, anything to add to that?
Literally, same. Okay. Yeah, John, nail on the head.
Yeah. Well, guys, thank you for your time. Light We Made, October 7th or 2nd?
7th.
7th. Check it out. Guys, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.